Okay, so the ninth premise is, although there will clearly someday be far fewer humans than there are at present, there are many ways this reduction in population could occur. Some of these ways would be characterized by extreme violence. Nuclear Armageddon, for example, would reduce the population, yet would do so horrifically. The same would be true for a continuation of overshoot followed by crash. Other ways would be characterized by less violence or no violence. I don't know how the future is going to play out, but this much I know. If we don't approach this actively, we don't talk about our predicament and what we're going to do about it, the violence that comes will almost undoubtedly be far more severe and the privation more extreme. And I want to be really clear again that every cell in my body wants for us to have a voluntary transformation. I mean, if I ran for president, I would run on a platform of vasectomies for every male. And I even have a campaign slogan. Ready? It would be a snip in every sack. I'm ready to run. But I don't, thank you. That makes two votes. But I don't think it's gonna happen, you know? Okay, so the next thing I wanna talk about, actually, I was doing a talk in Eugene, Oregon, and I was doing two talks the same day, actually, and this one woman hated what I had to say so much that she came to both talks. And she accused me of being a combination of Mao, Pol Pot, and Stalin. And the reason is because they committed mass murder, and because I want to deindustrialize, and deindustrializing will kill a lot of people. And I don't like the comparison, but she raises a very good point, which is, basically, what are we going to do about the fact that no matter what we do at this point, we're committing mass murder? If you participate in this economy, your hands are blood red. If you don't stop this economy, your hands are blood red. And if you do stop it, your hands are blood red. What do you do? And I have a bunch of answers that I didn't come up with that day. The first one is, when I talk about bringing down civilization, I want to give you a definition, by the way, of what I mean by bringing down civilization. My definition is that to bring down civilization means to deprive the rich of their ability to steal from the poor and to deprive the powerful of their ability to destroy the planet. Thanks. That's nice, Derek, but as civilization crashes, a lot of people are going to die. Okay, my next answer is that when I talk about bringing down civilization, that's not a monolithic act. It's a bazillion different acts done by a bazillion different people, including non-human people, all over. And they all have different moralities. For example, I don't care what your motivation is, you cannot make a moral case for blowing up a children's hospital. I don't care if you are a member of the US military, I don't care if you're an anarcho-primitivist, you cannot make a moral case for blowing up a children's hospital. Oh yeah, actually you can if you're bringing freedom and democracy to the country. Which, by the way, I figured out how you listen to George Bush's speeches. It's great. Well, first, turn off this volume. But another way to do it is, do you remember the whole thing about freedom fries when they weren't going to call them french fries anymore? That gave me the answer, which is what you do is a word substitution. Every time he mentions the word freedom, substitute the word fascism. Every time he says the word democracy, substitute corporate control. Perfect. We're bringing freedom and democracy to Iraq. Damn straight. Right there. Oh, and except there's one word, which is we. I got to think about this too, because I think it's really important not to identify with those in power. It's like this friend of mine called me up a while ago, and she said, how much longer do you think we're going to be in Iraq? And I said, we're in Iraq? I thought we're in Northern California. And she's like, okay, how much longer do you think our troops are going to be in Iraq? I said, I got troops? Holy shit, will they do what I tell them? If I tell them to take out the Grand Coulee, will they do it? And she's like, you know, Derek, this is why I only call you once every 6 weeks.